Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Maron to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Maron at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Yes, welcome to Keeping the Ball on the Ground. What's happening, lads? I've missed
you. How are you, mate? How did that day as the host last week?
I don't know, watched it.
Did you not bother watching it?
I couldn't watch. I was too busy watching The Big Man. He was brilliant as Buzz and Ramon. No, I heard you done great though.
I obviously messaged him to see how he went with his he had a reaction to the lip fillers, so obviously that's why he wasn't here.
Mate, it's so nervous though, being a host. It's only when you get gone, because the pressure's on the guests to produce, innit? So you can almost sit back and relax, but at the start, mate, try to be serious.
It's horrible.
I'm worried about my head.
Huh?
Mate, it just keeps going blank, like utterly blank, like complete and utter confusion.
Is that the same as always then?
Aye, but mate, it's the worst it's ever been. That's what I seen yesterday, mate, right? I met a guy. If there's any doctors or MD out there, I want a one-to-one with you.
Right.
Don't put me into a surgeon. The waiting room. Do I sit that?
Right. Just straight through into the doctor.
Straight in.
Into the doctor.
Make sure there's a bite, a lot of them there. So
there needs to be a nice looking receptionist on.
Aye, and a nice looking doctor, no. But no, I need to go in because my head's always been met. I hate people say that anybody sees they're mental, only mental. Let's get that out there.
But like David Brent, again, I'm mental, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But so I'm not saying that, but my head is bizarre. I can't deal with it sometimes. No, in a good way. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Even though I feel myself rattling. But I need to get to the bottom of this because the last few weeks, mate, it's just got utterly blank, like nothing there. So I was talking to let me call it a loser yesterday, right? It was a guy I met. It was a guy I'd not seen for years. We went to my school and that tells you my head business, right, that I stopped and talked to him. But I was talking to him right away. We're like, it's nice to see you. We're going to grab a coffee now. So we're walking along Anderson. I'm not saying Finnison. Anderson, we're walking along Anderson. And mate, he's like, I don't know what he's meant like that. Oh, mate, I'll catch you later on. And I'm like, what the fuck? But then, mate, the 2 minutes.
You never listened to a word he said.
I didn't hear a word he said.
You did it on the time to.
But what is it? I don't even realise I'm doing it, mate.
I've been a victim of it for 2 years.
But I don't mean it, mate. I genuinely don't.
It's only losers that you did, is it?
Mate, I can't believe it. I started 3 back again.
I know, it's like old times,
isn't it? I know,
old
it's times, much better it? Than Andy not being here.
I did notice, so last week we were leading. You were like a leader. But you had the snooze in. You know, you reminded us of...
Lenny.
So if you're going to be Lenny, mate, there's only one man I can be, isn't there?
What's on?
Get that in the camera.
So while I've been off, while I've been off, I've been speaking to Capaldi. Right. Capaldi's loving the show, by the way. He's all over now. Right, so anyway, he sent me this picture. This was a late night.
Get that in the camera. Turn
late
that
night, and he said, how much does my mate look like Paul Sloane? Which he does.
Yeah.
But then, mate, I've clocked it straight away, saying, how much does Lewis Capaldi look like Slaney's man?
That's genius.
I actually was going to say that he's dyed his hair.
My love, won't you stay with me?
Brilliant. Oh, we'll keep the laptop up.
I'll keep it up because we might need to use that during the podcast at times. If things are going wrong, we'll turn to that. If we make a clip, we'll turn to the laptop.
Aye, because that'll obviously give us the answers.
And you used to work in ASOS, didn't you? You were a big member of ASOS.
ASOS Marketplace.
So if you can speak to somebody, ordered a Frosties, unbelievable. I shouldn't have said that because people copy me now. So I bought that side. It's on the back.
Stupid.
Well, you're not going to buy something and put it in the back, so I've turned it around at the front, mate. Looking good, isn't it?
It's no great.
You know who should wear that?
No bad, Kev.
Oh, I remember we were talking about Gary Anderson. Do you remember when somebody asked him if he farted on stage?
Oh,
that was amazing.
Who was
it? Me that fucking farted. Do you remember? That's you could put your finger up my arse and smell it, he said.
Don't joke.
Have you not seen that?
I remember the time because he was going mental in it, wasn't he?
About farting on stage, yeah.
Mate, he said he lives with fucking parrots and all that, didn't he? Genuinely. Like budgies and parrots and all that, Gary Anderson. He actually be decent to get on.
Mate, he's a big Hibs guy, so we could do a Hearts Hibs fucking dart special.
Mate, I was actually getting messages for Rangers fans saying that I never came in, same as you, scared.
Cause
hiding under the bed because Celtic got beat. Andy's not here either.
Mate, suppose he cracked drink, didn't he?
He cracked.
don't know where that came from.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no, he's not here because he's getting a haircut, isn't he? Getting a cut, final haircut. He's getting it cut at 12 o'clock. He'll be finished by about 5 past.
Suppose that it's like the whole everybody in the hairdressers are clapping. No, it's a big headache because he's the last ever haircut to be in it. He's getting guided in, they're all clapping, man.
I actually thought with the right time he's wearing that hat that he was secretly getting a transplant.
I thought he would.
I mean, what an episode that would be, his final haircut, wouldn't it? I was all watching it.
Who can we get to cut it?
We don't need anybody with any particular skills because it's fucked.
It's just somebody that can blow quite hard, isn't it?
Oh, I know a few of them.
Right, here we go, Rangers. They're flying, aren't they?
They are, sorry.
No, never played great yesterday, Kev, but hard place to go to Tannadice to get the 2-1 win.
I think we said that last season when Celtic were only playing great, they were still getting the results. Rangers are doing exactly that. Tough place. That was the first time they were at Tannadice in 8 years. Long time. So to go there and get the... See, Dundee United, to be fair, Dundee United...
First time they were at Tannadice in 8 years? Sorry?
No, first time they played.
Oh, because United have been at the league, sorry, right?
United have been at the league, Rangers were obviously...
Great start.
Aye, so, but Dundee United actually not a bad side, when they go
well
forward.
Organised,
well organised, they pass it about, pop it about. I think just individual errors on their behalf in terms of being rash, trying to win the ball when sometimes you better just stay still, which allowed Rangers a couple of free kicks. And great delivery, Tavernier, great finish, Goldson, good header. But tough place to go for any team, but they'll be happy just to get the 3 points, that's all they were aiming for.
Slaney, so free kick, will be one of the goals of the season?
Unbelievable. Exactly that. It was exactly like Nakamura's v Manu. Only that Van der Sar had no chance.
Was it other side as well?
No, side high. And he was left
like
he was left for Nakamura. No, I want a free kick, Simon. For that range, usually this is what I would say.
Are you a free kick taker?
I mean, I was unbelievable in training at free kicks. Danny McGrain.
As in shooting, like, mate. Danny McGrain on goals.
I bet you could get it up and down, could you, Slaney?
Absolutely. Here, no, mate, this man. Remember, when I first went to Celtic, right? I was used to practice free kicks all the time at Motherwell and then done the same at Celtic. But Danny McGrain clocked onto it, and everything about the date came out to me. I was like, you need to change your technique. So, mate, for about an hour, generally, all the boys were up the gym. Watching him try to tell me to take free kicks, I was like, Danny, just leave it. You know what I mean? But that's a shocking story, but that was it.
No, that's a good story. So, you and Danny McGrain were out hitting free kicks?
Aye, but mate, genuinely.
You kind of kicked the ball harder than 5 yards.
Remember, Danny had the wee hole in his toe, his boots, he cut the wee hole. But mate, mate, think of that. Like, for
me, that wee hole was fun.
So, I mean, think of that, right? For me, as a young boy growing up Celtic fan, Danny McGrain taking for free kicks. That is unreal though, isn't it? Like, that's something as a guy, but what had happened was when I got injured, I remember the boys, after training, were all trying to sprint in, and there was always the new signing, get caught with him. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, he would always get the new signing at the end, wouldn't he?
But no, mate, what I was saying at the tavern, your free kick is, see for that range, I usually think when it goes in for there, the keeper's questionable. With that one, I don't. I think it was that good a free kick.
You agree with that, Kev?
he
was too far over at one side.
I'm not going to take away from the fact Tavernier has hit an unbelievable free kick, right? It was amazing. But when you're that far away, I would question, could he maybe have been a step in the middle of the goal? He could have been, and Tavernier probably still would have got it in the top corner. I'm not going to take away the quality of the free kick. It was amazing because it was the height he got it for it to come down. The goalkeeper for me was maybe one step away from getting a touch on it that might not have saved it.
Yeah.
Let's not get that. I'm just saying that when you're closer to the goal taking a free kick, you're hoping your wall protects one half
and you protect the other half. When you're that far away, 35 yards, maybe.
I do think.
Did you ever put Danny McGrain on a wall?
Absolutely.
No, would you ever put him as a wall and you would hit round them?
No, but he used to lay the mannequins out. Right. And he used to say, you need to aim for there. But, mate, I was always, so there was two mannequins, but he put a mannequin there and a mannequin there with nothing in the middle. And I'm like, Danny, there's never been a war. There's just one guy and then a guy there with a middle in it.
There was, because when I used to do free kicks at Sunderland, they always used to say, you can come to do free kicks. So I'd always go and do free kicks, but they would just say, stand there and be the war.
Nah, you're that big.
Oh, you just did
that. Was just the ball. That was just the ball. Stood there.
But here, I'm going to be a wee bit serious here on goalkeepers because I never got on with goalkeepers when I played football. Didn't like them at all.
Yeah, weirdos.
I like weirdos, but no that type of weirdo. Yeah. I actually buzz off a weirdo, but with them, they were a strange
bunch. You need to check their boot on that type of weirdo.
But I would always, I want to maybe get a goalie on here one day, preferably Stevie Woods, to question the man. If he's an ego or a man, but that's not to do with a bald ego, but not to do with that, Simon. With Stevie Woods, I love to sit him down, and as a free kick, why doesn't a keeper stone me in the middle? Like, I get the, but players can hit it either way.
Well, yeah.
So it's a lot of nonsense.
I don't, like I say, I don't want the reaction to be that I'm disrespecting Taverne's free kick because it was quality. But if you take away the wall and ask him to hit a shot for 35 yards, you would fancy
the keeper to save it.
Keeper to save it. So
yeah,
that's just how I know this just because it was a
technique's frightening, isn't it?
Technique was brilliant, and that's the confidence the guy's going through now.
See, when you were saying about you had to be in the wall for training, what's the worst you've ever heard of somebody having to do something in training?
Oh man!
See, when we were younger, mate, we used to miss youth team training at Ball Boy for the first team.
Did you, aye?
Miss training, mate, and I remember Gordon Sutton made two boys miss a youth team training to be a linesman for the first team.
Oh my God.
Wow, that's terrible. It's when you're a resi player that happens all the time, innit?
And the worst of it, innit?
Mate, there's something that's happened to me before and I can't actually remember exactly what, but through the show I'll come back to you on that.
What, somebody made you be a linesman?
No, it was something like, as you said, I think I was a sub. That's happened before with people, a sub in training. It's heartbreaking, innit?
Like, that is shocking, innit?
A sub in training.
Like,
the only things we ever did was at Sunderland, if you pumped the fucking balls up too hard, the manager would make the goalkeepers kick them up and you had to head them on the way down.
All right.
And then the other thing was if you were really shit, the gaffer, Peter Reid, the first team manager, would make you hoover his car out.
Would he?
Aye.
See anything, finding any motors?
Nah, you'd look for the fucking coin tree to see there was any 20s in it.
Mate, I remember I was a reserve game for, remember Gunnar Nielsen? Big Gunnar Nielsen?
Uh-huh. Who's Gunnar Nielsen?
He was at Motherwell and
oh yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Gunnar Nielsen? I'm sure he was training with Celtic. Don't know if he signed with him, right. But mate, one of the reserve games, there was no goalie coach. Merle didn't turn up. Merle was with the first team.
Merle's a good lad, didn't he?
Merle's like, I'm sure before we left, he was like, who's on the bench today? And it was like, me and mate, 5 hours or whatever, and he's like, you're warming Gunnar up. But mate, no word did I.
Wait, you warmed the goalie up for a first team game?
No, it was a reserve game.
Right.
But mate, no word did I lie here, that was the worst feeling ever, mate. But I was 15, right? I could not, see when he kick it. I couldn't kick it into his horns. Mate, and he was fucking going mental. But mate, that was, knew I could do it easy, but see then, that was so hard, mate. And see then, he's like, right, go and put crosses in. Mate, I was trying to clip up and I was like, what am I doing here? Mate, it was horrible. Mate, I think that might have been the worst, but I'm sure there's something training as well, mate. Don't know.
Oh, it's nothing worse. Taverne, best right backs in Britain. You speak about it last week.
I would say
he was bottom half Premier League.
Right.
What would you say? I don't think
we said last week that he was the best, one of the best right backs. I think his stats are. Andy had mentioned his stats. What is it, 17 goals, 13 assists, which for a right back is incredible. Would you be able to do that in the English Premier League? Maybe not as easy. But certainly, let's know. I think for times Taverne's coming for a bit of stick when things aren't going well, but things are going great now, so let's praise him. He is performing well. But at the same time, for all his attacking ability going forward, a right back's obviously judged on his defending sometimes, and Rangers had to defend as much because of the way they're playing. No, really. So he's benefiting from that.
I played with the Leeds right back, Luke Aylin. I think Taverne is a better player than him.
Do I?
I can't believe he's playing the Premier League. He's done very well. Obviously, Bielsa's made him a lot better, but in terms of ability wise, I'd say Taverne would be better.
Yeah. Tav would.
Tav, right?
Aye. I played
with Rangers.
I played with MK Dons.
Did you?
Aye.
Did you?
No, you never.
Swear to God, aye.
So were you right wing and he was right back?
Aye.
You were in the goal.
Aye, I never ever fucking played. He was a. but with him. I think he'd be bronc with him.
I'd suit him, wouldn't
I? His style.
That's all.
Getting forward, definitely. Good shout.
I think
there's no reason why he couldn't play in the Premier League.
But I think, mate, looking at it, these teams in England will be certainly sniffing about them now, and I hope they put a bid in. A day.
Sniffing
about. I love seeing the absolutely. I love seeing these players in Scotland go down to England, so that's why I wanted to go.
Everyone that goes down does. I want to see John McGinn new 5 year deal.
I think it'd be stupid not to go. There you go.
In January.
What you get me to be in is even if like he doesn't score as many goals, it's the quality of his delivery from assists.
Mate, I got slaughtered for saying he was the best crosser of the Bot Rangers. He's the best crosser by a mile now.
Of course he is.
In the league?
Aye,
100%.
Morelos, elbow on Conley. Steven Gerrard said there was no elbow. Was that a red card? What did you think?
Well, he said he's seen it in the game live. He hadn't seen it. He's just covering Morelos here because there's no way at half time somebody in his staff has came up.
There it is.
Somebody in his staff has walked the laptop and said, you need to be careful, Morelos. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. There's no way. If his staff didn't tell Steven Gerrard that at half time, they should be sacked. Because if he let Morelos go back to the pitch, which he did, so that kind of goes against.
Was it a red card?
Mate, 100%.
To be fair, he's right. It wasn't an elbow. It was made out of forearm.
What I don't understand is, if the referee saw something and gave him a yellow, what's he giving him a yellow for?
Aye.
Yeah.
Do you know what? He's giving him a yellow because it's dangerous play. But dangerous play merits a red card. Like,
I thought the yellow was
He's looked at the defender. Yeah.
I thought the yellow was for his new haircut. You seen it?
Fucking hell, man.
It's a belter, actually. It's much better.
It's much better than the one up the middle.
It's better.
Yeah, is it?
Sorry, on you go, Kev.
But the he's looked at the centre-half to see where he is, and then he's jumped, but it's the flaying arm. It's as if it's going towards him, and you're thinking, like, it's just a wee moment of madness that Morelos does every now and then, but it was, for me, it was certainly a red card. Yeah. I don't think anybody can argue.
You're Gerrard there, but he didn't. Maybe see Morelos doing that.
What am I doing? What, at half time?
No, right then and there. Are you thinking about taking him off?
Nah.
No, then and there.
Nah.
Half time, no.
That's probably what he'd done, kept him on at about 60, 70.
Mm-hmm. Aye. No, I just thought, when I seen it, mate, I was just like, how many times has this guy got? Because if he gets sent off, that could
undo all your hard work that you've done at
the whole season, mate. The last two seasons with Rangers, they've been in decent enough positions and he lets them down with something stupid. Yeah. And he's done it again. Like, he's only got away with it this time because the referee's no give him a red card. I agree, I don't know how he's given a yellow card, but the only thing I was thinking of is maybe he thought he went up for a header and he's just swung his arm at the header. But it was two movements though. So that's the only thing. But anyway, if I'm Steven Gerrard now, he's out my team.
Is he right? What would you go, Roof up front and maybe a Rebo wide right?
Mate, 100%, or even bring big boy Ethan or Ritten on. I just think Morelos, I think he's a disgrace to Rangers, mate, a day.
Do you?
Ah, oh, mate, how many times is he going to let them down? I just find that. Listen,
and do you think he's only doing this because he's not playing well? Is it just frustration?
I would say so, but I suppose in the past he's been playing well and still done it. But even his attitude. I suppose you'd want your striker coming off being unhappy when he's no scoring that. So I get that, but I don't know. Also, many times you can. If he was at, I'm not going. There's no point saying it. I just think we. If I'm Steven Gerrard, I'm just like, how many times is this guy going? If he got sent off, he hasn't done anything, going to win. It's another chance again that he's brought Celtic closer and let Rangers down. I just think something's got to change.
Would you keep him in the team, Kev?
I don't think they need him in the team. If you look at the goal scores, the goals they've scored, he's not in that top end of the charts this season. For all he's done,
but he's working harder, isn't he? He's bringing more to the team.
For me, when I watch him, What's happening with Morelos right now is just pure down to frustration. Frustration at no scoring the goals he did last season. Frustration is maybe not getting enough minutes that he would probably like to get, because he's obviously chopping and changing the team. I think there's six changes yesterday. So it's just frustration. So what comes with frustration is you try that wee bit harder, and when you try harder and it doesn't quite work out, you get so frustrated. And he's obviously just trying to put himself... Look at the diagonal ball from...
Roof, what a ball.
Great touch.
Caviar.
And it was the second one was a bit sloppy that allowed it. Whereas the Morelos of old would have took that touch, opened his body and buried it. And he's not done that. And I just think
it's... Buried it. Oh, buried, sorry.
Buried it. So it's just frustrations for me. And Slaney's point, totally bang on the money in terms of, had he got sent off yesterday, that could have cost Rangers maybe a draw, maybe a defeat that allows Celtic back at the title. You can't have that when you're that far ahead now. You've got to be pressing on. You don't want somebody. So there's questions to be asked, but that's up to Steven Gerrard. Morelos is a vital part of the team and how they play.
Yeah, but I'd also say if you were to ask other SPL defenders, they would rather Morelos not playing. Yeah. I don't think they like playing against him.
Solid, man. You see how strong he is in the box? Like that boy Connolly was trying to wrestle him in the box, and Morelos is still strong enough to hold him off and get the header in. Unfortunately, he missed, but he brings a lot to the team.
Yeah. Yesterday, he was poor yesterday, though, wasn't he? He's finishing like.
Aye, but he was snatching at things, wasn't he?
Aye. But that's just maybe confidence, frustrations. Once they start going in, they'll all go in. And we talk about the no being sent off. Some of the times that he was sent off for stupidity that maybe was a bit over the top, sometimes they balance himself up. So maybe for one bad red card last year, that one, it's weighed itself up. That's the way I see it.
I think the Rangers know as well, they've got much better squad to deal with that. Morelos is going to act up, get him out and bring somebody in.
Dundee United. I thought, see, like with Shanklin and McNulty, I thought they looked dangerous going forward. They just never done it enough. But I think that's doing it. Rangers press so well, mate.
The first half,
Dundee United couldn't get their half.
No.
I thought Dundee United were brilliant in the first half. Like, they obviously lack quality, but they're right up for it. Every challenge are right up for. Obviously, going to be hard against Rangers. I think they maybe, I don't know if second half Rangers were very good. I thought Dundee United didn't get a sniff.
No, couldn't get their half.
But I think Dundee United, I was actually really impressed with them. Like, they've learned so much for the first game at Ibrox to now. You know what I mean? I think they've come all out. They were harder to beat, but I thought Shanklin done all right.
Shanklin was good, mate. You can tell he's a player. He takes it in.
You really need that. You need a guy that's going to hold it up, Simon, when you're playing against teams like Rangers and stuff. So I thought he'd done well. Really impressed with Mickey Mellon and Stevie Friel, the duo that they are. Was unsure about the two of them.
How much think they're eating at lunch?
Maybe they do, like if they've been eating a hell of a lot. But as I said before, you will get the best out of Stevie Friel when you let him go wild. And he's doing that. Mickey Mellon has really let him go wild. And they two are doing great. But
what sort of stuff is he doing that's wild?
No, just Simon in the buffet.
Oh, right, they do it. As long as he's got a full stomach, you'll get the best out of Stevie Friel.
Stevie Friel's walking in with crumbs in his belly. That team is very happy.
Kev, Dundee United, could they finish in the top six?
Aye, definitely. Right. I think they've got great attacking options. And what I liked about Dundee United yesterday, and for all the teams watching, the question is, how do you kind of stop Rangers at this moment in time? I think Dundee United showed yesterday how moving the ball quicker, nice wee short, sharp passes, and then looking for that out ball. So yesterday their goal came for a few nice moves in the midfield. Diagonal over top of Taverney, a good cross, the other fullback coming in, being the guy at the far post. And when they attacked, they had Rangers looking a wee bit vulnerable because of the quickness and the movement and stuff of the two guys up front. One going long, one coming short. McNulty's fast. Shanklin, for me, you could see yesterday, for all his touches and what have you, he's been lacking games, and that's maybe the sharpness that he didn't have yesterday, because there's a couple of opportunities where you thought maybe the Shanklin of last season might have got that on target or made the keeper work. But Dundee United definitely have got more about them than where, like, I think top six wouldn't be an unrealistic proposition for them.
All right, on to Celtic. Is there more optimism this week, Paul?
Absolutely.
In the back? You going to say it?
What I'm going to say is, I heard thunder rumbling last night. Neil Lennon has brought the thunder back for a second time.
I thought you were going to say Paul the Tim.
There you go. Sorrow.
Was that not his Paul the Tim's stomach now?
Absolutely. Hey, I'll tell you right now, they are back. And I can see it. And I'll tell you who else is back. Neil Lennon. The Europa League game, bottom of the group, doing that at the fourth official at the end. He's back. He's running about. And I'll tell you why. Feed the bill. Turnbull. That man, I grew up, my family used to always take us to Spain. My man, dad, the cheapest deal
you
gone.
Your mum and dad fucking took you everywhere, man.
Costa Brava.
You played poverty.
I mean, I always talk about it. See the people say, I grew up with a bad life. Lot of nonsense. Grow up, because when you were a boy, you didn't know you had a bad life. Me and my brother and sister shared the same bed. What's Simon that? Simon, they took us to Simon.
We went to a single bed.
Listen, hard on the bottom. Me and my brother up with that. And here, say, Kevin, Costa Brava. We went every year, right? Costa Brava. I've never seen the hotel we were in. It was crazy.
With George, where the Speedos?
Speedos. The
tube singing at his eye.
Aye, the flowery shirt opened up, put me belly out. Here, say, mullet. He used to have a mullet. That's my old boy. And you know
what did he wear on his feet? Timberland?
No, he used to wear...
fucking stocks.
What's the ones you wear? Clogs? No clogs. What's it? What's he wearing? Sliders? Is it sliders?
Clogs.
Crocodiles.
Crocs. So, what was my point?
Wait,
so,
what would she wear?
I'm going to say it. I'm going to do it. She used to wear sussies. There you go. Not at all. She used to dress very immaculate for us all. But Simon, what I'm going to say is, my point is, we used to go to a hotel in Costa Brava, right? It was very, very cheap. Very cheap. We used to be Dutch guys, Dutch and German. What's that called?
Is that where the first, for the Dutch
guy? Absolutely. But this is a mental story. No mental, there's nothing in it. There was millions of Dutch and German. What's that called? Tourists. See, like the young groups that came? Right. So they were all in the hotel when we used to get it. But there was a wee boy called Dice. This wee Dutch guy called Dice, right? Wee baldy guy. But mate, he used to just go up and go like to people. Can always hit them and all that, right? But there's no story to that. I'm just saying this is the type of hotels we went to.
Right.
But he used to always see my dad came down, he used to always shine a laser pen in my dad. Right? But this is just a bit mental. But my point is, where was I going with the book? Also, the reason I'm in Spain is I used to fight with the Spanish because I despise bull fighting, what they done to bills. But see David Turnbull, see like boys are, see when he walks in the changing room, Roddy Nattier. They're petrified of this bull. David Turnbull is the scariest bull I've ever seen, and that young man has changed.
So do you think he's the man to turn the season around?
Yeah, I think he's the guy that's going to unlock the doors. When I signed for Celtic, right, you're generally based on your training performance out day in, day out, so you had to be at your very best, right? So see if you have a bad performance that week, you generally, the feel about the place at Celtic was, you may have lost your
You're
place in the team.
Next week.
That should always be the case. Now, I don't care what you've done in the past. Sir Alex Ferguson, David Beckham, Van Nistelrooy, Roy Keane, the best players that's played with Man United at the club. Chadwick, absolutely, si. Sir Alex Ferguson, when you think, oh, well, Beckham's done that, Roy Keane's won me numerous leagues. As soon as you're in the same performance he's in, you have to be somebody ready to take your place. And see now while they're in, guys like Soros performing. See guys like your Scott Browns and your Ryan Christie Rogers who have been left out. They knew when they came back in, have to put a performance up there or they'll no play. As simple as that. And for the and we're going to go into it, but for that team now, Turnbull and Soro have to be in that team every week until the performance drops and the other guys are ready to come in.
So what, but you can't just drop them after one bad performance for Soro and Turnbull, no?
No.
They don't need a wee run of games.
I think my point I'm meaning is at clubs like at Celtic, generally, you is almost somebody's ready to take your place all the time.
I get what you're saying.
But I get what you mean. Like, these guys need 6-7 games to get to see that. You're probably not even seeing the best of them now. Do you mean? Yeah. I've always heard it takes about 6 games, then you've got your full shot, whatever it is. But I think Celtic have maybe lacked that even in the last 2 years. That competition for places, it's been probably similar, isn't it? The same players playing, and it's worked. But I think now, certain players haven't been up to the same standards, and that's why these guys have to commit. They've come in and done brilliant.
I was worried about Turnbull's career after his performance on here, but he's picked himself. Kev, why is it taking so long for the Soro and Turnbull to get a chance?
That's down to the manager, because for
maybe
me,
maybe being too loyal.
Aye, too loyal. First and foremost, and sometimes when you've kind of known as success the time you've been there, and it goes the other way, you then question yourself, right, should I drop these guys? We think, no, they've done it season after season after season. I'll keep with them, it'll turn around. But what gets me is, Celtic had an opportunity in the Europa League games to play Turnbull, to play Soro, give them a guys, because the Europa League kind of
was done. I agree with that.
So why not chuck them in earlier? So let's go back 2 weeks. Had they chucked in fucking Soro and Turnbull there or 3 weeks into a Europa League game and they produced that type of performance, and all you had to say as a manager would be, right, wee man, Soro, Turnbull. This is your fucking big opportunity, because the first team only doing it now.
Yeah.
They could have put in that performance, and it could have been the difference between Celtic being 13 points behind and 11 points behind, because they might have come in against, who was it last week in the draw?
St. Johnstone.
St. Johnstone. Yeah. They could have won that game.
Yeah.
For me, Turnbull was always going to, it's still early days, he's always going to succeed at Celtic because he's a proper footballer. He was dictating games and dominating things when he was playing for Motherwell in a Motherwell side that possibly isn't as good as the Celtic side. So how was he now able to get in there? Was it his performance in open goal? Was he a mute? Did he need to, now that we've slaughtered him afterwards, he's maybe came out of his shell. He's maybe a bit more vocal. I don't know, but ultimately, forget all the joking aside, he's a proper footballer.
Takes the ball in the half-turn.
Takes the ball in the half-turn. Always, he's playing balls, he's making moves, whereas I feel that, nothing against Scott Brown, but I think when McGregor does that sitting role along with Soro, they're still forward thinking, whereas Scott Brown likes to keep things just moving. And I just think the change will be good, like Slaney says, with Christie being dropped, Brown being dropped. If they want back in the team, they're going to need to be doing it every day in training, and they're going to need to be ready, game ready, when it comes, that opportunity arises, because it's going to be very hard to shift those boys because of the performances they put in the last two games.
I like Turnbull at times, he always looks for Edouard. I only watched the highlights last night, but I always think when Edouard doesn't get the ball, that's when he kind of starts.
It's the football
about
brain, Simon.
Him and Turnbull, yeah, five or six times are linking. That's what a 10 and a 9 should be.
Yes,
doing,
it's a football brain thing where Turnbull's got the ball and he's looking for Edouard, and Edouard already knows that he's looking for him, and it's what they do after that. It's the thinking, whereas sometimes Celtic, for too long recently, it's been too obvious, and teams adapt to that, whereas now it's a bit more creativity. Mm. But it's still early days. It's only two games. Let's not get carried away.
Turnbull's playing the exact same way he played with Motherwell.
Yeah.
Yep.
Shooting fair.
I love he just wants the ball all the time, didn't he? Shooting his delivery for set pieces is always
unbelievable.
Good.
I seen him yesterday. There was a few times you could have slipped in the field back or whatever. He's gone for the shot, and I love that. That shows you a player that's it belongs at Celtic.
But not just that. I think it's helped Duffy massively because amazing. Now, see, when they lose the ball, they're much better at pressing because Turnbull and Sorrow are dynamic.
Sorrow's
they try and get the ball back quick. And Duffy's no left 1v1 at the back. So, good signs for Ray too. Will he change it for Sunday? Will Scott Brown and Ryan Christie, your lights come back in?
I can't see it. For me personally, if he does change it, what message does that send to Sorrow and Turnbull? What does that send? Well, wait a minute. We've been in for two. The manager's been on the shit. Nearly potentially getting the sack. We've come in, won two games. Slight optimism back. And all of a sudden we're dropped. Mm. I don't think that would send a good message.
I agree with you. I mean, you need to keep the same team. But after the game yesterday, Lennon said about the players that have got us here will need to be considered to playing. So maybe I was thinking about bringing the other ones back. And the only thing on that is I would keep that team, obviously, that's been winning the last two games. But they've got a league game, I think, a few days later. So maybe he's thinking about more concentrating that league, which I don't think is a bad thing.
But he can't lose this game.
No.
I don't think, do you? Right.
No, it could be done if he loses that.
You need to win this game, don't you?
He needs to win the cup. It brings more positivity to the club. It brings an air of optimism that, like, don't get me wrong, Rangers are really, they're cruising. There are a lot of points ahead. But all you can do at Celtic right now is win each game. And whatever the best team is to win that game, that's who needs to play, because the minute Celtic slip up, forget it. Right now, 7 points. If they win their two games in hand, you don't know. But there's still a long way to go. I think there's 24, 25 games a season still to go. So you can't say never, but you've got to win this cup final.
He needs to win because we now know there's somebody waiting in the wings.
Oh, why? Mm-hmm.
Roy Evans.
I thought you were going to see Wee Dice.
Oh, Wee Dice.
Sean's boy.
So see when Wee Dice was doing that to George, your dad, what was your dad doing?
Trying to grab him in the throat. No joking, mate.
What were you doing?
We were like, dad,
he was trying to hit him as well.
My dad, sorry, I was trying to hit my dad.
You trying to get his razor pen.
Oh, me and my dad are getting on great. We are.
Aye, is
it? We watched yesterday I was up your house, and we were watching the snooker together. We always watch.
Mate, what about O'Sullivan with Selby?
Mate,
was he about 40 points behind?
Selby was on the black. Like the game was done. As soon as the black was left, the game's over.
Yeah.
So he kept on playing at half the black. Wasn't let the frame finish. And then see through that tournament, kept biting his cue at tip off. And at the end, they're like, "Why'd you keep biting your tip off?" Like, he was like, "I was hungry." Mate, we need to get Sullivan on. Uh-huh. We need to do everything to get him on. He's right up your street.
Uh-huh, he's the man, isn't he? Uh-huh. Did Selby beat him?
I hammered him.
Did he?
But it was a weird part because O'Sullivan was almost playing the way Selby always plays, like pure slow. I think he's just in a wind up now, O'Sullivan.
Uh-huh. Right, big Hazard and goals as well. Had that nightmare at Real Madrid, so playing goals now. Looks good.
Aye, does.
Some size of boy, isn't he?
He is a big boy, but usually see young guys coming through and that, you always maybe hear that. Have you ever heard it? Like,
was it Ayr, wasn't he? I think the boy said he'd done really well at Ayr.
He's Scottish, is he?
Northern Ireland.
Was he Ireland? Is he?
I thought he was a former.
I would name, but you would think. I think he's favourite Northern Ireland.
Well, he's a fucking better Hazard than the two that were in before him.
They were Hazards.
Because they were Hazards.
But generally, going through the stage, I heard a conversation, obviously. Lenny phoned up the board and was like, "Listen, I'm going to need to play Stevie Woods. Seriously." I think that's why he said to you, obviously, bring Hazard in. Good on him. So Stevie's chance still could come if Hazard has a nightmare.
You always mention Hazard and then Sorrow and Turnbull and all these guys. They were all brought into Celtic because they were deemed good enough to be into Celtic. Just because they weren't playing, didn't they ever say that they weren't good enough?
Yeah.
They all just had to wait for that opportunity. Now some of them have got an opportunity and they're showing why they were brought to Celtic in the first place. So good on the boy Hazard. Like, I mean, he's come in, played well.
That's what it's all about, mate. Taking
that's
your chance,
what it's taking your chance, and he might go now and play in the next 10 years or Celtic. But, who knows? But he's in there, he's got a chance, and it's in his hands.
Yeah.
But it's literally in his hands.
Just in. He's got 1 month left. Fraser Foster's making a return.
That's a good shout. I think that could happen.
There you go.
That could happen.
I'm very close with Big Fraser.
What's he saying?
And he just gave a wee hint.
Kev Ayer as well, playing right back. I think it suits him, doesn't it?
You said it. You said it ages ago. I remember you saying it. You said he drives on all the time. Uh-huh, he's perfect for that.
He's the best. He's best. He's part of his game is driving forward with the ball. I always thought Ayer was like a midfield, a certain midfield player. Do you know what I mean?
Right back's probably the best place for him.
See, he's not one of the defenders that loves defending. Yeah.
But what you get with him being at right back is you get a bit of height and a bit of power.
Yeah.
A bit more strength. It's like with Frimpong sometimes, I think when teams play that diagonal, he's quite vulnerable to that. Whereas with Ayer, at least you've got size and power going forward. But nah, fair play to Ayer, has done well, but that only comes about with the other two doing better. So they don't need to put Ayer in there. Do you know what I mean?
I heard Duffy.
Mate, I'm sorry, but just when you said strength, mate, I'm just picturing you with your top off, like bench press and the jet squat.
Yeah. The jet just takes half him.
Oh, I'm going to text Billy or Jim now. I'm fucking feeling a wee bit.
I'm unbelievable, isn't it? Like chalking. Chalking. The chest just.
With the weightlifting belt on.
Tangible.
Feel his muscles.
You're
bulking, man.
I have no got any muscles.
What's happening?
Do you work out, Kev? Seriously?
Yeah, fuck. I've never been to the gym.
Did
I do
weights or that?
Never.
Do you know that?
I can't believe how humble he is, mate. We were saying that out of the career you've had, mate.
Mate, somebody told me a story. It's in Niall. This is people. In fact, I'm not telling you that. Says it was a story in Niall Quinn's book that Niall Quinn took all you young boys out.
Aye.
Where Norman Whiteside that played the Man United and you didn't hit a fucking goal who he was.
No, I did. Norman Whiteside came up to Sunderland on the Tuesday. He worked for the FA doing your feet, like measuring your feet for insoles and things like that. So Steve Bold was at the club, Norman Whiteside and Quinny. So Quinny had said to Norman, we're going to go for a wee Tuesday club. And Norman says, fucking perfect. So it was me, Quinny, Boldy and Norman. And I was I was in the youth team. So because I had arrived late for the youth team, I wasn't enrolled in the college on a Wednesday. So I was off on the Wednesday. And Quinny says, are you in training tomorrow of reserves? And I says, no, I've got a day off. He says, why don't you quit the night with me, Norman and Boldy and myself? And I was like, I only if it was allowed. So I had to phone, ask Pop Robson, the youth team manager, if I was allowed to go out, and then asked the...
I can't believe you asked, I'd have just went.
I know, but I was in digs, so I had to ask the woman at the digs if I was allowed to go, and they said, so Quinny picked me up, and went...
What, lifted you up?
No, went out and picked up me in the car, went into Durham, and there was Quinny, Boldy, me, Norman Whiteside, and one other boy, and we were sitting drinking all day, and like, obviously, they're fucking Premier League drinkers. I was only 18 at the time, they were like drinking pints of Guinness as if it was going out of fashion. And I was only on the bottles of Bud, so about 20 Buds later and about fucking 20 pints for them later, Norman Whiteside tapped me, so big man, I had a fucking great crack with you today. Do you know who the youngest ever player to play in the World Cup was? And I went, must be you. Nah, some called Pelly. I was the youngest. That was it. And I was like,
because he was 16 or something at the World Cup, wasn't he? He meant to be some player, mate.
What a day out in the drink that was. That was fucking... But Quinny wrote a story in his book pretending I didn't know who he was. Who he was. I just didn't know that he was the youngest World Cup.
It's what big Charlie McGrew says, isn't it? Never a lie getting away a good story.
Exactly. he's told a few of them.
He's Norman Whiteside, coming out of my kitchen.
I've been doing just fine. Gotta be down because I want it all. Starting out with the kids, having it in a black days. If it's only a kid, if it's only a kid, now I'm falling asleep. I just call it a kid.
And I said,
he's Norman Whiteside.
Sensational. Scottish Cup final this weekend. Split loyalties for the boys, isn't it, Andy?
Aye.
I hope Celtic win and Andy goes up with him.
Andy goes up to get the trophy.
Nah, mate, listen.
We're still not in the game, by the way.
What, I mean,
who's in charge of Scottish football? Get us in, man.
I know.
It's a disgrace.
I'll be gone. And we find a way to go. We need to meet Andy's old plane and Celtic, so go to fucking get. We've got to be there. I don't know how many times I'm going to keep saying it. Forget the jokes. Forget the nonsense.
Forget. What was that?
That's at the best of the game it is. Take that aside. When we're talking about the game, we're the most fucking fuck Canada. But not here. Listen, everybody knows we're the best talkers in the whole game, talking about the game.
Yes.
So make sure we're there. We're better than any of them out there. Come on.
I agree. Hearts v Celtic, as we've said, how can you see this differ when they crowd? Because Hearts v Celtic, usually great atmosphere, both amazing sets of fans.
Andy will be disappointed there's not a crowd, because then they'd be there to shout his name.
Celtic fans,
but ultimately, I think Hearts could go Celtic again.
Yeah,
definitely.
6-1. Yeah, he actually sent me a video of one of his passes.
Did he?
Sent us a video. You want to see it?
Aye. No.
Can we get this up on the screen? Where do you see this pass by you?
What is it?
That was his game.
That's what I was wondering. I was thinking that, Andy.
Where do you see this pass, man? This is unreal.
Was it a thread needle?
Right, here's... Oh, no, this is him now. Watch this.
No.
Oh, my, what?
I think they're right back. Ourselves were tied together, man.
Fuck's sake. So there you go. That's what he brings.
What a ball.
That's tremendous, isn't it?
That was a decent pass, aye. That's what got me moved to Hearts in the first place.
But the thing is, we're finally going to get to see it. Halliday v Duffy,
how
man.
How does that happen? Do you know what I mean?
That's fate, like, isn't it?
We were talking about that in the summer, and all that build up, and then knew it's happening. I know I asked before, do the players shake hands? No.
I don't know. No, I don't think they do because of the corona.
Because of the corona. Duffy's going to fucking Duffy and Andy's going to come together, and Andy's got to pretend he's hard as fuck and then run away, ain't he?
It's going to happen. There's going to be a 50-50, isn't it? I'd love him to shout out to him, man.
I would love Duffy to fucking put me up there.
I would agree with that.
Because if Andy gets him right, it'll be good, but I think Andy coming in here, I'm not going to say it anyway, but fuck,
he'll come in here if he gets hoofed.
No, thank you. Well, I don't think he gives a fuck. Yeah.
No,
thank you.
It's going to be a good game because Celtic, like we say, two wins, being a wee bit more optimistic. But Hearts are. Andy did say, to be fair, that Hearts haven't been playing well, but getting a result. Maybe Saturday was the one that they played well and got the goals that they should have done, and that might give them a wee bit of confidence going into Saturday. But it's a cup final. Anything Hearts and cup finals have seemed to have a good relationship. So.
They've got good quality. See, when you look to their team, Boyce and Naismith up front, it's a good team.
It's a Premier League squad.
Top six, a Premier League top six squad. And you've seen, listen, if anybody thinks it's going to be a walkover, clearly no. 2 weeks ago, Celtic beat Ross County in a one-off game in the Cup. So these things can happen. Celtic's record at Hampden semis and finals have been unbelievable, but the current form hasn't been up to standards. And I think Hearts will be quietly confident. I think
Nielsen's good as well, mate.
He's a very good
manager.
You'll
go on with a plan, won't you? It's not just turning up and hope.
Very good. He's a very good manager. I think Celtic will see it out of the line. Just think too much quality in the end, but I think it'll be a fascinating game, guys.
It'll be tough. It'll be close.
Yeah, right. Okay, prediction.
I think that somebody will win it in extra time.
Oh. Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And who's that somebody? Are you going to tell us?
I don't know. Because I think when it gets to extra time, it's
a lottery.
A lottery. And I just think that... I think if Celtic start the game well...
I don't think they started well Saturday.
They started well against Lille, but then they start well against Kilmarnock Saturday. See if they start well and score an early goal, that settles everything down and they might kick on from there. But see, the longer the game goes 0-0, that will give Hearts confidence that, right, wait a minute, they're a bit shaky. So I think personally it might go to extra time. It might be a boar fest, but then again, it might be fucking end to end stuff and it could be 3-3, who knows?
Paul,
I think it'll be Celtic 2 at Hearts 1.
I think Celtic going as well. Right, Chipper. I've lost a bus driver. Can't lose Chipper as well, can we?
Nah. The only positive again, as I said about Holtie, is...
He was on the radio, sorry to interrupt you, mate, but he was good.
I thought it was Charles McGroot first.
Did you?
His voice, have you heard that? No?
No, I've only heard Charles on his new TV show.
Mate, I've watched that TV show.
He does know it's the
bigger. I sat it down right.
Is it bad? We need more of Charles doesn't get enough airtime for me.
No, I think... Mate, I've watched it. I sat down with Lynn, watched it, and Lynn's obviously glued to it, thinking it's great, and she thinks Charlie and
glued
his wife...
Glued to her line?
Eh?
Glued to her line?
Aye, glued to the line. She was a wee bit further over than the D-90 goalie, but she was fine. But she's been watching it, and she thinks Big Charlie's coming across very well, and
his wife, Alana,
amazing. Yeah. The two of them are brilliant. But
gorgeous couple.
Big Charlie's hanging, dishing out relationship advice to Bradley Dack. Fucking car crash TV, but it's brilliant.
Oh, it's brilliant. Have you seen it yet now?
I'm not having him, by the way.
Did Dacky? No, he's a good lad.
I did message Charlie, though. I'm going to, a confession, try to own it.
Imagine you, Laura, Charlie and Alana and Olivia. And
made, I want to get into that life now. Do you know what I mean? I want to be in the showbiz life now. Do you know what I mean? My life getting pulled out on TV, I want that.
I'd love to see you in like a Celebrity Big Brother or a Jungle.
Oh, mate, I would be unbelievable. Like the stuff,
you'd want, mate, 100%.
Because the thing is, right, and I don't sleep. Genuinely, I never ever sleep. I wish I did, but when I'm on these shows, mate, I wouldn't sleep. So I would be up to everything.
But like...
I
don't know.
With the level of Z-lister that's on like these TV shows, mate, and Staney being an A-lister... It's like a wee bit of good PR, a wee bit of good agent, he'd be on their neighbour.
I'm a celeb there. I didn't know any of them.
Pathetic.
Apart from Alfie Moon, he's the only one, but he's an embarrassment, I know.
He's an embarrassment as well. Just on Chipper, 4-0 defeat. It just looked easy to play against Hamilton. I hate to say it, but I think this will be the year, don't I? But Ross County are struggling as well, so. And if it's going to come down to a fight, Hamilton have been better.
Aye.
As an experience of staying up.
Aye,
but I still think that Ross County have got better players than Hamilton.
It's all right having better players, but if you kind of get results, it means nothing. Chipper, great guy, comes across very well on the TV and stuff. For all the joking aside, like I would love to see him succeed, and him succeeding is keeping Hamilton in the league another year. But it's going to be tight. I think the points deduction and the handing of points out here and there has helped. They got a good result last week. They won 1-0. Would you have fancied Hamilton to get anything off of Hibs this week?
Of
course you wouldn't. And I think they understand that. But I think Hamilton's season will be decided with the teams around about them. It'll no be against your Hibs, your Aberdeens, your Celtic Rangers. It'll be the Ross Counties, the St Mirrens, the Livingstons. That's what where Hamilton for me, their season will be decided.
If Gary Holt's driving the boogie bus down London, where's Chipper going to fit in? What's his role in the bus?
Chipper's up the back, leading the fucking...
Chipper would be up
Chipper's
back,
up the back, sitting in the fucking middle, dictating things.
Like Big Beefy train spot.
Sitting there saying, hold you, fucking Chipper's on tour.
Right, we need to give a shout-out to Paul McGinn. He scored another goal, you? Right? Great guy, Paul McGinn. And I think his brother's obviously at Hibs now, so they're back in the bunk beds. I think it's just bringing out the best in both of them.
Unbelievable. Goal was like Keegan's all day.
What a finish, eh?
Unreal.
Top bin.
But no, here, like, yeah, Hibs are unbelievable.
Hibs have got a good team.
Jack Ross, yep. As I said, did I not say months and months ago, best manager in the league? Did I not call it?
And so what, would you still stick by that?
Absolutely.
Right?
No, but here,
they must be kicking themselves though, with the Hearts result.
But I said at the time, it was the most disappointing Jack Ross's, maybe, I mean, his career, but it was so disappointing because how promising they had been. He's a really good manager. He'd got them really playing and they just didn't turn up that game. All credit to Hearts, but Hearts had barely played a game. Yeah. At that time, and Hibs should have ran out the tap of them, mate. They should have.
I agree, he's a great man. He is a good manager, but I think he needs a trophy, didn't he, to his name?
Aye, that,
he's going to get a big job again. I think he needs to win a cup.
That's why like, you're saying there, you'll be kicking yourself. Like, would Hearts v Celtic, you're thinking Celtic probably might have enough. Whereas we go Hibs v Celtic in the current form, you think Hibs
tough to call.
Tough one to call. Yeah. So that's probably why he's kicking himself. But their time will come again, you know what I mean? There's going to be opportunities. The Scottish Cup's coming around the corner, and. Like you say, Si, I think if he was to get a trophy under his belt, because obviously promotion from the Championship into the Premier League with St Mirren is some sort of trophy, but I think at that time for me, St Mirren did have a big budget and possibly should have got promoted with the players they had, but he still had to do it, so...
Yeah. Right, last wee bit, lads. I've enjoyed this.
I've been nice, but
it's been good. I've been stuck in the house, man. Nightmare. Man U, Man City. Was that the worst Manchester derby of all time?
Absolute disgrace.
Shy,
utter disgrace.
How can you play for Man U or Man City and not be playing to win football games?
I don't.
Drives me mad.
De Bruyne kept looking around to Pep going like, "What are we doing here? Did you see that?" Nah. Three times he looked around to Guardiola and was like, "There was nobody in the box for him." See with Man U, nothing surprises me now. With him, with Solskjaer and that the idiot agent coming out and saying, "Paul, right?" That nothing surprised me with him now. But see, Man City, like they've done it for you, Leon, in the Champions League last year, where they're playing two defensive mids. There's no been what's changed with Guardiola? Like, he should never have changed it. I couldn't believe watching that. It was the, I'm telling you that is
usually
the worst.
Like press high up the pitch. That I was just like,
it was as if they wanted a draw.
Mate, it's like 12 games out of the season or something.
But mate, there's see Man U and Man City. I looked at the table. They're close to the tap because Liverpool and Spurs. Liverpool have dropped a lot of points this season. Whatever, and so is Spurs. So Leicester's nearly tapped as well. Yeah. So we're all in it. So a win was so important.
I know.
Mate, and then even after the game, Stones and Maguire, mate, this is what I don't
get. We're going get. To come to that, but right, on you go.
Well, so this is what I don't get, right? I always talk about, like, I was nervous and playing and all that, right? See, when I didn't win a football game, I was the most fucking, I had to go off the pitch. I didn't shake people's hands. And I remember, like, the manager was all saying, like, listen, I just seen you walking off the pitch, you always shake hands, right? Now that is, that's a respect thing, I get that. But that's how bad I felt. I was so gutted that I didn't win, didn't want to speak to him. Mate, they're playing in a Manchester derby, and the biggest, probably the most eyes in the world watching it, and they're cuddling, laughing after the game. Even the managers are laughing.
You can do that away from your cameras. Walk off the park and look disappointed, and then have a chat with the people in the lounges, whatever it is, after the game.
Yeah, and then
game.
You can go and hug and kiss.
Aye, but see, and that way nobody sees it and nobody talks about it. But when you're coming off a Manchester derby like that, and the best talking point was probably fucking Roy Keane's punditry. Yeah.
Brilliant.
There's something wrong. Something seriously wrong.
He is brilliant. Right, I do think he's brilliant, right? But do you know what annoys me about him is, see, he slaughters the players for that, right? But see, when Solskjaer, his mate does it,
I
not
agree.
A word said.
No, I know, I agree.
So how... So you sit there and slaughter the players, but yep. See when your mate gets beat 3-0 and he's up shaking people's...
I know.
Is that no...
Mate, if that's anybody else but Solskjaer, Keane slaughtering
them. Oh, he's getting slaughtered.
Slaughtering them.
I know.
Because Micah Richards asked if he was the man to take Man United. Man United will never win a league under Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, will they?
Never, mate. Never.
This year where the Liverpool have dropped a lot of points, Tottenham have performed better than the end of last season... Manchester City have dropped a lot of points. So see if there was a time for Man United maybe to step up and look like winning a league, it was probably this season, but they're fucking miles off it. So if they can't get anywhere near it this year, how can you see them getting anywhere near it next year and going forward? For me, the club stinks now because of the whole Pogba situation. That's all we seem to talk about is, well, no, we, because we don't talk about
agent,
it.
Man.
The agent, the English media, the things that are, it's Pogba and his agent Raiola. It's a lot of fucking shit. It's just like, remember the days when Man United were so successful and you talked about how good was Giggs today or how good was Beckham's free kick or whatever it is. We don't talk about that anymore.
Do you know what really done me with Pogba? I didn't like jumping on him all the time, but did you see the warm-up? You had an earring in. Mate, just take your earring out before the warm-up. Why are you warming up with an earring?
Doesn't care, mate, does he? Doesn't care. But see if that's a cop in charge, you're... Let's get back to Sir Alex.
I imagine Klopp loving that, mate.
See, after a week, they boot the door. They would be nowhere near. I know people are saying it's higher up. See, Klopp guys like that and Sir Alex Ferguson, I mean, it wouldn't make Beckham get put out, Real Madrid, whatever. These people
respect's
get out.
Respect's disappeared.
Mate, see, like football, it's not rocket science, man. Like, see, the team that works the hardest, Liverpool, they win leagues.
Nah.
See, man, you just walk about and jog about, you're not winning anything.
See, guys like that, mate, with Pop and stuff, like, see them about the place, you know it's going to cause a bad atmosphere about the place, so you're never going to date guys like that in there. Like, his agent coming out, I cannot believe that. Like, that's game for Pogba. There's no way you're allowing your agent to come out and say that.
Nah. Your agent tells you what he's going to say before he's
when you. When you speak to your agent and you're not happy about stuff, you come to a conclusion at the end of that conversation and you decide to him.
What happens?
What happens?
Yeah. I've got sorry, Kev.
No, for me, don't get me wrong, who are we to argue with this agent? Because the guy's made some unbelievable big moves.
Yeah. Aye, and we're
for
gonna
many
make,
players.
We're going to make big moves, I know, and big money. So.
Aye, but I heard you were on the phone to him.
No, but listen to this. I've got a wee hint.
Is he going to? That's who you need as an
that's
agent.
That's who
right?
You
I do need an agent. Uh-huh.
Somebody as arrogant as you. You trouble that guy, innit?
Aye. Here's what I was going to say. I've got a big point here, and I think you're going to really disagree with me, right? And it might be sort of a scumbag type hint today, right? But I'm going to say what I think. See, I keep hearing it now that people say the amount of pundits that sit here and say I'll never sit and say I want a manager sacked, or I don't do it. I don't think you should say that. I totally disagree with that. Nobody's saying that you want to be sacked. If you're coming on a show, a media show, whatever it is, to give your opinion in football, you have to be honest.
Yeah.
And a manager, Solskjaer, should be sacked. So it's no saying, oh, I'd be buzzing if he goes. You're not saying that. You're saying your opinion in how would Man United get better or how would these... I hate when somebody goes like that. Ah, do I speak about the manager? That's your job to talk about how it changes. I get why people date, though. Because it's a bit of respect and all, but hey, you're on the firing line. Put yourself on the firing line.
He's been in there staying that long. You can't see the Man United. You can't see them changing. Like when Mourinho came into Tottenham, they struggled initially, but this year a good pre-season under the belt, putting the players in right positions. They look a right good side defensively. Mourinho's always been brilliant, but it's how well Tottenham have turned attacking that the Son and Kane. Possibly one of the best duos now in world football, but with Man United, nothing's really changed in the last year and a half that he's been under control. Nothing. You can't see them going this way. You can only see them going that way. And I think in English football, this whole fucking philosophy thing with Pep's philosophy, Arteta's philosophy, it's no fucking working.
Nah, it's changed them, though. And it's like evolved again. Pep's V style of play used to work, but now Liverpool just, they've got more than one way of playing, didn't they?
You've got to have one more than one way. You've got to have that expansive, free-flowing football, but at the same time, you need to be able to do the ugly things.
Yeah.
And I think Liverpool do that well, whereas Man City can do all that well going forward, but when it goes the other way and they need to dig in deep, I think sometimes they've become fine water.
Who's the Liverpool best? Are just animals, aren't they? Animals, mate.
Mate, they shouldn't be competing now. The amount of injuries they've got. They've got a defence. Van Dijk and Gomez is out. They're playing So they're doing one of them.
Henderson and Fabinho finished. Was that right?
Mate, centre-back?
Two centre-backs.
They're bringing in the boy Curtis Jones is coming in. Trent's been out.
But Roy Evans has been taking the back four, hasn't he?
Unbelievable. Yeah.
You're right.
Mate, I'm going to say the new best midfielder in world football now. Sorrow. Seriously. He is. I don't care what anybody says, he is. There's nobody playing
But see that, I was wanting to ask you, Kev, see after a game if you got beat, would you take it in with you, or how long would you be raging for?
If I get beat after a game, I'd get in the motor and see that whole getting at the stadium and meeting fans the time you get your motor, I'd be as quick as fuck, ignorant as fuck, into my motor, away home, and I'd be that done and devastated about it. I wouldn't even go to my fucking local Chinese to get my takeaway.
Really?
That's a big statement. Right,
what, did you get it delivered instead?
I'd phone the neighbour to go and get it for me. But no, I would probably like be fuming, and then normally when you hear defeat, you'd be in the next day. So in the next day, and then that's when you would iron out all the things, you would do your DVD analysis, whatever it was, get it, and then you'd be like, right, we come in on Monday and we fucking forget about it and we start again, and that's how I would be.
I used to get angry, like, but even now I get, see, coming off the pitch in the dressing room, I'm fuming. Aye. But then as soon as I get my carry on the bus, I'm... But you're still thinking about it all weekend. Let's see, I get a ball away, mate. I can't think about it until the next Saturday. I don't think young boys now, because they've got so much going on in their lives.
You would never, ever, after the game, be storing cuddling people.
The Manchester Derby players, do you think they went into the dressing room and started screaming and shouting at each other? Or do you think they've all just sat down quite happy that we've got a good point today?
No, it doesn't. I don't think it happens anymore.
I think every time that we lost playing with Sunderland or Coventry, it would be... there'd be a fucking tear-up or a fight or an argument between two players somewhere. When the manager would go through things, somebody would pipe up. Gary Breen was always brilliant for it. Mm. He would always say something, and I just, you fucking Kyler, you're having your fucking jobs with, say. You fucking hold the ball up. It starts from you, and you thought, I'm fair enough, Breen. Yeah. And that's how it is.
But see this, you kind of shout with players in a load of shite. Klopp does it. You see him, again, he's like, fucking waking up.
Mate, he kept saying it.
It's how you do it, mate. And it's
you
the
can't tell me Jordan Henderson doesn't come in after the game and hear a word with fucking Salah if he doesn't move back. Whereas with my new Harry Maguire would probably turn and say, oh, well done today.
Can you remember playing against Henry?
Aye.
What was it? Was it unreal?
That's a good link. Did you mean that link with the next question in mind, or are you just doing that?
People always ask me who's the best player I've ever played against. And I've played against some really good footballers, but see Henri, he just was fucking unbelievable. He was just like the breath fucking totally just took my breath away. We played Arsenal last home game of the season for Sunderland and we got beat 3-0. And I remember the ball came to me, and as it was coming towards me, I was thinking of what I was going to do next. I thought, I'll take a touch and I'll get it out to the right back or the right winger. So as it came, I took my touch, and as I went to fucking late, I was like, where the fuck's the ball went to? Henri had chased me back, took the ball away, mate, and set Arsenal on an attack. He wasn't just a striker. The amount of work that he did for a team, and see when you stood side by side with him in the tunnel, the guy was 6'2". His fucking thighs were like massive. He was huge. He was just too good. Was just so good.
I must say, I do feel sorry for your mate Tierney. I thought he played well, but they're hopeless. Oh.
He's an animal.
Boy Granite Xhaka.
He's got to keep doing what he's doing Tierney, and he will see himself out of that Arsenal team and at a bigger club.
100%.
Because he's too good for them.
What is Granite Xhaka doing? You're 0-0, you're struggling in the league, and you go and grab somebody's throat. What are you doing?
I don't know. This means a lot to me, this club and all that, and I'm a big captain. That means nothing to me. I used to date people. So that tells you everything.
Put you two down as a manager, right? You're in the Arsenal job and you've got Ozil no playing at all. At some point, you've got to go to him and say, we're bringing you back out the fold, because technically he's probably one of the best players they have. How the fuck can he no get a gate? How can he no get in the squad and play?
I think it's just, I don't know, but I think it's the similar thing with Pogba, right? Now, I don't know if Ozzy was like that, but see if he's not going to run. I mean, his quality should be playing, but if you see this guy's not going to run and all that.
You can't win things with players that are running.
I know, but surely have the technical player in the team who can create something and build the team around it. It's a bit like Celtic and I bringing Sorrow in, protecting McGregor or Turnbull.
Teams that win in, Kev, didn't hey, one player, like you think in Munich and Liverpool
have no goal 11
boys that run about.
The weird thing
you need to hit off the ball is so important now in football. You can't have one person that, because if he plays the 10, mate, it just lets the opposition play out so easily. Aye. Because he doesn't stop them from playing.
But the weird
it's the same logic for me when he plays for Celtic. That's why Turnbull's better. Aye. They're dynamic in terms of pressing the ball.
But it was weird because he won the World Cup.
I thought when Ozil came onto the scene all the years ago, he was brilliant. Like, he was,
but Owen, by the way,
was a great player. Owen,
what about Evra?
Evra, absolutely. Throwing Thierry under Gary Holt's bus, man.
Mate, what the
mate, see if you're on reset in there, you're linking, what has he just said, didn't you?
Mate, what has he done?
Mate, see, like,
Evra just says anything to it, didn't he? Mate, see, maybe like, I've got a wee story to tell you. I was like, what is coming here? And then when I heard him, like, that's the worst dream, innit? Because the amount of people you talk about, you're like, it's never ever going to get out. And then it does get out. Oh, only must be.
Did you see it, Kev?
I never saw it, though. But I'm
Dave Jones actually went like, well, we can't actually quote Thierry on that. And he's like, no, ask him, he'll tell you. Patrice, oh, man. Wow. That's us, lads.
That's us.
What's your favourite Christmas movie?
It's a Wonderful. It's a Wonderful Life.
Is that good?
Oh, what?
I've never seen it.
What? It's old fashioned, but.
You've never seen It's a Wonderful Life, mate? No. You'll be great.
Aye.
100% great.
Have you seen Polar Express?
Aye,
Tom Hanks, brilliant, really good.
What's yours, Freddy?
Snowman, Paul Tim.
No, mate. I was watching Jack. Have you seen Jack Frost? And he'd be greeting at the end when he goes away as a snowman.
Oh, that is sad.
That's amazing. What a film.
Home Alone's got to be up there.
Home Alone 2.
Home Alone 2?
Would you prefer one?
Oh, I like the one.
Oh, what's that noise?
No, I'll tell you my favourite Christmas film.
I hear thunder rumbling.
My favourite one's The Christmas Chronicles, the first one.
I've not seen that.
Mate, that's fucking right up there with the one. The second one's been a disaster. Come out all week here. Terrible. But The Christmas Chronicles, number one, is right up there. Mate, your kids will love it.
What about Elf?
Brilliant.
Elf's good, isn't it? Elf's good.
Mate, we need to hurry up and get home. Fuck, Cat Thunder's fucking getting worse. Fuck.
Well, that's what a team. Thank you very much.
Well done. Superb.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.